This is So You Think You Know Jesus, a podcast that will challenge Christian paradigms, uproot traditions of man, and in the end, energize your faith by grounding you in solid biblical truths as you learn to see Scripture through the eyes of the Jewish Messiah, Yeshua. Welcome, author and speaker Rabbi Jeff Grillo of the Rock of Israel Congregation in North Carolina, a Messianic synagogue that is part of the National Jewish Fellowship of the Assemblies of God. Now, Rabbi Jeff.
All right. Shalom, shalom, and welcome to yet another episode of So You Think You Know Jesus. This podcast is a ministry outreach of the Rock of Israel Congregation in Hickory, North Carolina. I am your humble host, Rabbi Jeff. Ooh, and it feels like it has been a fortnight, to be sure, since I've recorded one of these. We got several weeks ahead and scheduled them out. We had vacation time and just trying to be efficient. And as it stands now, it is August 21st, I think. It's Thursday, the day our new release date, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Of course, we're doing this a little bit late, getting back into the swing of things. Life happens, but we are keeping the day. But from henceforth, you should be looking for these at 7 p.m. on Thursdays. Episode number 42. Man, it is hard to believe this year has flown by. Granted, week one, we had five episodes, and then the rest have been consecutive weeks. May it be a blessing to all of you. I hope today this episode will be no different. I think we're just going to call this a time of preparation. And I have done an in-depth teaching on this in the past, and I'll point you to that in a second. But what are we talking about? A time for preparation. The month of Elul is upon us, the final month in the Hebrew calendar, leading up to, what they look at is Rosh Hashanah, their new year. It really falls on the same day as Yom Teruah, the day of literally means the day of shouting, but it's known as the Feast of Trumpets in the church world. And then that's the fall festival, fall feast number one. Yom Kippur is 10 days later, and 5 days after that starts the seven-day Feast of Sukkot, or Tabernacles, or Ingathering, or Booths. And then it's followed by Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day, a solemn assembly. These very important times that we normally look at in the church world as these Jewish feasts, but nowhere in Scripture will you find them referred to as such. If you read the book, if you go to the book of Leviticus, read chapter 23, all of the Moedim, the feast days, the appointed or set times of Yehovah, are listed there. And over and over and over and over and over, from the very first one, which is Shabbat, the weekly Sabbath, the Lord God himself is speaking, and he calls them, these are my appointed times, my feast days. So they're important. It just so happens, by and large, mostly the only one paying attention to them are the Jewish people. And Messianic folks and Christians that are waking up all around the world, praise the Lord, that people are kind of coming to their senses and seeing that Yeshua came to fulfill the law, not to do away with it. He said it himself in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5 and following. So therefore, heaven and earth are still here. We still observe. I observe. Me and my house, we will observe. And I want you to make it a point. I should have looked up the episode number, but if you look up what it really means to be born again, that is the episode that you want to go through to familiarize yourself with what Yeshua and Nicodemus were discussing, John chapter 3, 1 through 10, where Nicodemus was surprised. Can a man be born again? And Yeshua seems, from the context and the text, to be a bit astonished that, you know, you're a teacher of the law and you don't know this? So I recommend you go and check that out, because all of this, what I'm going to talk about today, leads up to that. So a time of preparation, the month of Elul, begins at sundown this Saturday, August 23rd. We're in 2025, and runs for 30 days up to Yom Teruah or Rosh Hashanah. Choose which one you want to think of it as. But as far as God's concerned, it is not Rosh Hashanah. It is Yom Teruah, Feast of Trumpets. So what this is, the Jews say this is a time where the king is in the field, right? The God is always here. He's always with us. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent, right? And if you're a believer, he lives in you. But this is a special time of year, they say, where he literally steps out of heaven and comes amongst the people, because he loves us, right? He and that's his whole deal. He wants to be close to us. He tells us to draw close to him, and he will draw near to you. And he is here, they say, and I really like this explanation, that he's listening for the slightest whisper of repentance. You know, the word says that he is not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to salvation. And the month of Elul is a beautiful picture of that. Elul is an acronym, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed. It comes from the second chapter in Song of Solomon, verse 16, I believe. Ani ledodi vedodi li, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. This is a love story. He is pursuing us, and because he's pursuing us, he wants us to be with him one day. And he wants us to serve him. He wants us to give us his heart, that he, of course, he's not hard of hearing. Surely from the thrones of heaven, he would hear the slightest whisper. But it's, again, it's an expression. It's a picture of this beautiful passion that he has for his people, right? So it's a time of preparation. It's a time of repentance. And teshuvah, the Hebrew word for repentance, if you've been following this podcast, surely you know by now, but perhaps this is the first one that you've listened to, so the rest of you bear with me. Teshuvah means to return. It's not repent as in say you're sorry, or it's not an apology. It's a return to what? It's a return to the mitzvah, the instructions of God, the commandments, if you will. Even Yeshua, when he, in Mark chapter 1, in the first three verses, when he said what the gospel is, right? He said, this is the gospel, this is the good news. Kingdom of God is at hand, therefore, teshuvah, repent and believe. The repentance is the returning to his commands. He wants obedience. He's the Father. He wants us to be obedient children, right? Now, our obedience can't save us. We're not saved by our works, because our works are our righteousness, which means correct and lawful. The best that we can do is nothing more than filthy rags before him. So why do we bother? If it's not good enough, if it's garbage, the best we can do, we do it because he says to do it. That's his desire. He wants us to want him, Deuteronomy 8, verse 2. He wants to see that it's in our hearts to keep his commands. Not that we do it. Not that we're perfect at it. Not that we check all the boxes, but is it in our hearts to strive, to learn, to draw near, to do more, to do better? And here's the kicker, right? He wants the obedience, even though it's not going to be good enough. But the next part, he says, repent and believe. Believe what? Believe that the blood that Yeshua shed on the execution stake at Calvary for you and for me that his precious blood is perfect and makes our obedience an acceptable sacrifice before the Lord. A sweet aroma, a sweet fragrance, acceptable. Not because you're good enough, not because you did it, but because you did it the best you can, knowing you're never going to be good enough, but he is more than good enough. The month of Elul is all about pursuit. Song of Solomon, you know, go and read that. It's lovers, you know, chasing after each other and peeking through the latticework. You can't quite see in full, but what you can see is beautiful and wonderful and stirs something deep in our souls. And it's this pursuit, right? Where we pursue him all the days of our lives, knowing that when we get to the end, that all of our obedience, all of our emuna, all of our trust and faith that his blood makes our obedience acceptable. And when we finish the race, then we're saved. Then we're told, well done, good and faithful servant, enter in, for great is your reward. Because his word says that those who endure to the end shall be saved. You and I are in the process of being sanctified, being made holy, being set apart, being perfected in his word. With the help of the Holy Spirit, Romans chapter 8, the Holy Spirit leads us in all righteousness. That is correctness and lawfulness and being lawful, right? He leads us in the word. So the month of Elul is a call to action. That action is repentance. And again, it's not saying you're sorry, although, you know, there's nothing wrong with, Lord, I'm sorry. I say it a lot. More than I like to think about, because I'm human, just like you. We're all in the same boat. But the apology, albeit nice, albeit a good thing, it's not the thing that he's interested in. Sure, say you're sorry. Of course you should be sorry. You offended the king of the universe, the creator, when you sinned, when I sinned, right? When we sin, we offend him. Breaks his heart. Of course we should be sorry. But that sorrow should lead us to something. Should lead us to teshuvah, lead us to repentance, lead us back to his commands, returning to the narrow way. Get off the broad road that leads to destruction, that leads to damnation, that leads to eternal hellfire. Get on that straight and narrow path and walk ever so closely with him. It's a call back to that. It's a time when the shofar is blown every single day, all the way up to the day before Yom Teruah. And it's a cry. It's the call Yisrael. It's the cry of Israel. It's the cry of the Jewish people. It should be the cry of everybody, right? Getting the Lord's attention again. Not that he's aloof, not that he is clueless, right? He surely knows it all, right? But there's something about a child crying out to Abba, calling out to his father, Daddy, hear me. Here I am, brokenhearted, broken before you. This is a time to be asking the Father to give the Holy Spirit in a greater measure to search out your heart, and singing the Psalm of David, praying, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. You know, you and I can do the best we can, but again, it's filthy rags. We're never going to get it right. But he can do a work in us. And he needs to do a work in us. And Melech David, King David himself knew he couldn't do it. Mighty man of valor, king of all of Israel, man after God's own heart. He had to humble himself and say, God, you create in me a clean heart. You don't need to wait till sundown on Saturday for the start of Elul. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the acceptable time. Start now. Ask the Lord to show you where you fall short. Ask him to help you, lead you with his mercy back to him. And my brothers and sisters, that is a prayer I guarantee that will not go unanswered. Listen, I hope you enjoyed today. Make sure you subscribe and make sure you're sharing this with a friend. And we'll see you next Thursday at 7 p.m. Shalom.
Thanks for learning with us today. For more information and resources, or to invite Rabbi Jeff to speak at your church or next event, call 1-828-201-2883. Once again, that's 1-828-201-2883. Or visit myroic.org. That's myroic.org. Shalom.